Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
Well, traders are becoming a bit disillusioned with the market as box beef prices were weaker. Cash is not traded yet. Plus, the upcoming cattle on feed report may keep trading exuberance more subdued. No cash trades taking place with the anticipation that cash will probably be steady at best for this week. The decline of box beef yesterday seemed to be a trend. Choice down 258, select was down 67 cents. With continued weakness of box beef, packers will not be too anxious to write checks for anything more than steady money. Now, hogs reverted to the fundamentals yesterday of weaker cash and the continued lower trend of cutouts. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report shows cash down 18 cents. Cutouts were able to find some support with a gain of 45 cents, but it was not sufficient to support the market. The February contract moved to the lowest level since October 4th and near the low set on that day of $76.40. Now, March Kansas City wheat is down 5 cents early today, unable to take out any previous highs for the past 3 months as traders continue to have a bearish view of wheat prices. Wednesday, snow and ice in Nebraska and rain in Kansas and Oklahoma were the first significant offerings of moisture seen in the hard red wheat region in quite a while, and the forecast has hope for more chances over the next couple of weeks. March corn's trading down 2.5 cents early today with chances for rain this weekend in Argentina, and after yesterday's winter storm brought a mix of snow and rain to some of the drier areas of the western U.S. plains. Temperatures will be hot in Argentina one more day before a front moves through with increased chances for rain this weekend. It's difficult to tell how much and how widespread the rain will be, so traders appear cautious about how much help it can offer Argentina corn. Now, March soybeans are trading down 3 cents early today, quietly holding below yesterday's new 7-month high and not backing down easily while soybean crops are being threatened in Argentina. Futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023 at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, at the close yesterday, February live cattle down 20 cents, 156.80. April up 12, 160.22. March feeder cattle up 42 cents, 181.72. April up 42 cents, 186.30. February hogs down 112, 77.32. Kansas City wheat, March down 14 and a quarter, 8 to 41 and a half. May down 12 and a quarter, 8.37. Chicago wheat, March down 9 and a quarter, 7.42 and a half. May down 8 and 3 quarters, 7.50 and a quarter. March corn's down 4 cents, 6.81 and a quarter. May down 3 and a half at 6.79 and a quarter. March soybeans down 15 and a quarter at 15.24 and a half. May's down 16 cents, 15.21 and a half cent. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.